municipal cabinet's been a grotesque and horrifying past 24 hours. The act of pure and utter evil, I suppose, is one way of putting it. I would say it's the only way to describe it. We've seen panic and fear when these atrocities first occurred on Sunday. Unfortunately, today we are seeing a lot of anger and grief, not only around Sydney, but around all of Australia and beyond, a place so associated with joy, family, and normal life was turned into a scene of horror. People went there to celebrate, as they're very entitled to do, celebrate peacefully, and instead they were met with violence and trauma that has now escalated and reverberated around the world.
You are actually based not too far from where this horrific incident occurred, Connor.
That's right. I'm based in Coogee, where you would have about a 10-minute bus drive maybe to Bondi, if even probably about 5 kilometres. That is where perhaps the majority of the Irish people would be based, between that Coogee, Bronte and Bondi area. There was a number of Irish people at the beach yesterday. Reports that have got back to me was that fireworks, they thought they heard fireworks until they had to run for their lives. A person I know on a personal level had to hide in an ice cream shop. And if you just feel the mood around the area today, so close to Christmas, when the sun was shining on such a beautiful day, it turned into a scene of just absolute horror and left 15 innocent people dead, up to 30 in hospital in serious condition. Bondi Beach has been left in ruins, scattered with outdoor equipment and abandoned cars. And people who were meant to go home in them cars on Sunday unfortunately never got there.
I'm sure from a personal level, Connor, when you started to filter through and you were so close by, you potentially had friends on Bondi Beach, that must have been horrendous.
It was, yeah. I was out with my friend, a former housemate of mine, from back during our university days in Dublin. And he actually lives over in Bondi with his sister. And I suppose the first thing that came into my head was, hopefully he's okay and didn't go to the beach. We tried ringing him and he wouldn't be the greatest for answering his phone. So we couldn't get in contact with him. Thankfully, we got in contact with his sister immediately. And she said they were all okay. They were in the house. But the mood, it was just so, it was nothing like I've ever seen before. The anger, the anger and the fear that has been circulating around Sydney today, it just got into every nook and cranny of your being. And there is a lot of anger going forward, but I think, as we can also see, there's a lot of hope. We see a lot of vigilance now around Bondi, a lot of flowers being laid. It's just something you don't want to see before Christmas. I know the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, and the New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, have both flagged major changes to Australia gun laws. There's been real backlash to the government's failure to enforce the proposals and the anti-Semitic report from back in August. Look, there are things that are going to come out in the next number of days. There are going to be talking points. There are going to be headline grabbers. But I suppose, you know, to top off all this, behind every statistic, there's a real person. And people did pass away, parents, children, friends. And what happened on Sunday was nothing short of barbaric.
You mentioned there's an element of hope, Connor, but will fear be in the community for a long time to come as a result of what happened?
I think so. I think, well, first and foremost, when you look at it as an anti-Semitic attack, you know, you first think about, obviously, the Jewish community. Jewish Australians, including the anti-Semitic envoy, Julian Siegel, amongst many others, one of the leading figures of the Jewish community in Australia, has come out and he said Australia is just not a safe place to live anymore. There's been a deadly amount of attacks across the Jewish community in the past year on universities, on streets and jobs. And, you know, that fear has obviously now, you know, come to fruition. No one hoped it would have gotten this far. There's now a significant police presence around synagogues, around Jewish schools, which were actually closed. But not just for the Jewish community, people are living in fear, particularly around Coogee, Bronte, Bondi, where the Irish community is. It's well known that on the 25th of December, a lot of Irish people are out and don't have families. They like to get together on the beach and have a day together. Will that happen now? Perhaps. Will the police presence be increased? Hopefully. But will there still be fear and anxiety and a constant, unfortunate capability of looking over your shoulder all the time? Yeah, I would say that would be the case. We know the police were going to intervene with different circumstances around Christmas, you know, drunk and disorderly behaviour, but I think for the protection of all citizens, no matter what their background, what their skin colour, what their religion, it's going to need to be heightened. And it was one of the criticisms, if you were to give any, on this terrible atrocity yesterday, that with all the anti-Semitic behaviour around Australia, and with Hanukkah happening yesterday in Bondi, where the celebrations were happening, there probably wasn't a great enough police presence and protection at the time.